Four teenagers, all from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, are charged with committing what authorities described as a violent rape. The four men are not UMass Amherst students, but were known to the victim, according to authorities. UMass Amherst Police Chief John Horvath said the attack took place in the victim's residence hall room in the early morning hours of Saturday, October 13th. The victim reported it to UMass police the next day, and the arrests occurred 5 days later.
This is a terrible incident. Speaking with everybody that's here, obviously this is something that doesn't happen on a UMass campus. So, you know, we take this very seriously, and we are obviously going to take steps moving forward to put our university in line with best practices with regards to security.
Police identified the four under arrest as 18-year-olds Emmanuel Bile, Justin King, and Adam Licardi, along with Caleb Womack, who is 17. All four were scheduled for court arraignments Monday.
We do have information that they've been on campus before to visit other students. I'm assuming because of the age range that they are, that they were here to visit students and socialize in some manner.
Chief Horvath said after the victim came to police to report the attack, campus authorities elected not to issue an alert about the rape over the campus-wide emergency notification system.
There was no one else in danger as a result of this incident, and that's why that notification was not made campus-wide. We take those notifications very seriously.
Top UMass Amherst officials, led by Chancellor Kumbal Subbaswamy, held a news conference Monday afternoon to stress that on-campus safety is of the utmost importance.
The victim and her family are receiving support from our campus resources. I know that I speak on behalf of the university community when I say that they're all in our thoughts during this difficult time. We will also make available confidential crisis counseling for the entire campus.
Campus police are still investigating to determine how the four men gained entry to the victim's room. Chief Horvath said three of the four men had been signed in at the residence hall security desk as guests of a UMass student other than the victim. Dean of Students Anko Galai said the student who signed the suspects in as guests could face university disciplinary procedures.
It would not be unprecedented for the university to review the sign-in procedure and to follow up accordingly if there were violations of that sign-in procedure.
University officials promised a comprehensive review of residence hall security. Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan praised the work of the UMass Amherst police and thanked the victim for coming forward to report the crime.
Having the courage to come forward to the University of Mass Police for assistance and for really taking that step that many victims of sexual violence cannot come forward.
There were 13 sexual assaults reported to UMass Amherst Police in 2011, one more than the number reported to police the year before. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.